Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal. You didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we got Larry on his mountaintop. How you doing there, Larry?
Oh, hanging on. We've been having heavy winds, but that's almost, I guess you could say, it's certainly not the Windy City, but it's just the wind in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, this storm was really a classic example of a Landocane, which everybody said couldn't possibly happen, but it's happened two or three times now. And, of course, then we had the term atmospheric rivers, which the bots told us about, Cliff High, I don't know, 5 years ago. Now that's pretty much a, you know, standard phrase from even the weather people. Before, I'd never heard it before. And on it goes. And, of course, Cliff talked about sun disease. He talked about ocean disease. We'll have to get into some of that on one of these shows and dig up some of the first ones that he did a long time ago, because they're coming true right now. Very, very interesting. I wanted to, before we really get rolling here, we're getting more comments about frequency. And folks, you really need to get it, not because I printed it or anything else or wrote it. The Holy Spirit was behind the whole thing. And I think it's the final thing to get people to wake up. If you're going to a standard church, you're going to go where the pastors all go. And you're not going to appreciate much of it. If you go into Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus Christ warned you about these people. And Peter told you about how they would speak evil of the real way of the truth. And they would ridicule and mock anyone who told them that anything beyond faith and belief was just a lie and it was an anathema to the church. Satan has done a wonderful job with people who just think, all I got to do is say a simple prayer, have faith and have belief, and I'm in. Frequency proves that totally wrong. In fact, totally wrong, but it doesn't do it through religion at all. It does it actually through a scientific analysis of what's really happening and why it's going on. And when you once figure out what the matrix, the frequency matrix is, it all comes together to prove why Jesus Christ said what he said, and why he said, if you hear my words and you do not do them, you're a very foolish person. But if you hear my words and you do them, you're a very wise person. He also made the comment, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you to do? All these kind of comments have all been redacted by modern-day Christianity, the preachers, teachers, evangelists that are out there. In fact, a friend of mine, some time ago, long time ago now, actually, went in with a book that I had written. It's called Dark Light. It's free. It's on the membership site. I think it's on the free side. It is named after Paul, We See Through a Glass Darkly. He showed a Baptist preacher. He'd been going to that church. Page 1 of Dark Light, which is nothing but Bible verses, quotes from Jesus Christ himself. And the guy just flew a complete fit and a tantrum. This is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with liars, and when you catch them, when you confront them with it, they just blow a gasket. I've had that happen more than once. If you want to believe what you're being told, you're going to end up where they end up. I guarantee it 100%. I fear absolutely no rebuke the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The reason I'm saying is I met Jesus Christ. Every Christian is supposed to. Read Matthew chapter 7 and verses, oh, maybe 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Really deadly stuff where he sends away millions of Christians. Sends them away with a terse, get away from me. I never knew you. Do a word study on it. Do a word study on it. Figure out what he's telling you. It's deadly. It's deadly. I've been fighting this fight for the last 25 years, 30 years almost, trying to wake people up. I don't want your blood on my hands. I've told you, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. If you want to mock it, that's fine. If you want to ridicule it, that's fine with me. I told you the absolute truth. I prove it in the scriptures. I prove it in the book Matrix or Frequency, The Hidden Matrix. All of this is there. It's all in there. Every single bit of it is in there. Here's a couple of letters I got. Now, hopefully I didn't read this one before. I'm still reading your Matrix, part one, or book one, but wanted to tell you how much I'm enjoying it. Always thought you'd covered the straight gate and narrow way of salvation in every way possible already, but you proved me wrong. This is an exceptional book, as I'm sure the following ones will be too. Spent most of my life before becoming a Christian searching for answers to all the enigmas in the world and those that appeared to be otherworldly. I had no true religious upbringing to taint my beliefs, so I read many different books, watched all the documentaries I could, and even attended a few UFO conventions looking for those answers. This is a type of book that would have fascinated me, and even now is fascinating to read. You ask all the questions a person should who wants to know the truth and so aptly give us the biblical answers that are so profound. You're the only person I really know uses the word of God in this manner. As I read, I found myself in tears because I know some well-meaning people who would love this book but will not read it simply because they've been blinded by Satan and his dupes. They're so set in their misguided beliefs of Christianity, they'd never open their minds long enough to come as a child and soak it up, as Jesus told us to do. Not sure how much time we have left in this world, but hopefully this will find its way to a few more souls really seeking the truth. God works in very mysterious ways, as his true followers all well know. Thank you and praise Jesus for giving you this talent to enlighten us. And then another one, the Frequency book has been an absolute godsend. It has coalesced so many pieces for me in the narrow way walk. And boy, have I been using the word escape and matrix a lot. Thank you for the radio show updates. Those who are not listening do not know what they are missing. And then another one, yes, indeed, the book proves without a doubt scientifically through frequencies, Holy Ghost, one is brought down to the lowest room, pit of death, which is the lowest frequency, and you will experience it. I would never dream of experiencing this type of death without having experienced it. Now, another, before we get rolling on the news, both Prophetic Insiders and A New Twilight for March are now up on the membership site for free. And by the way, Frequencies is free if you join. Become a member. It's $9.95 a month. You can quit anytime. You know, there's no obligation to continue. You sign up for a month, and it's a month-to-month thing. But anyway, it's $9.95, not a lot of money, and there's a ton, I mean, an absolute ton of information in both the Insiders, Twilights, audios, videos that are posted up there. Patty keeps it updated virtually daily, and or if not daily, it depends, I guess, on some news. And Larry sent me this, and this is kind of interesting. And Larry, please break in here on some of this. What with all the things that are going on right now, it seems all things are truly at a literal pivotal point. What with a calm before the storm sort of situation with earthquakes and a continuous bad weather up north, to staged invasion about to hit an already ravaged nation of Venezuela, it seems as though the visions of a dear woman from Venezuela are becoming reality once more. Back in 1996, Maria Espenzia of Batinia, Venezuela, while vacationing in New York, standing in view of the towers, said they would in one day both come down. When asked if there were to be a World War III and if the USA would be involved, she said that there would be a World War III, but the U.S. would not be involved because it would be too caught up in dealing with many natural disasters. So we probably wish we had, if this is true, and of course you don't know. Okay, then she said, she also said to watch her Venezuela, because things that were happening there are planned for the USA. Whatever Venezuela goes through, it is a training ground for what the USA will experience. I want to stop right there. What do you think about that, Larry? And that's not the only thing we've had recently. I don't want to quote because the info was kind of confidential, but was also a comment about Venezuela being basically a testing ground for those coming to America. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's really remarkable, that information coming out, and what we're seeing, you know, with Venezuela talking it's about itself being a victim of EMP or Stuxnet or special ops, et cetera, and we keep seeing more and more happening in that country, and there was something really interesting Chuck Wilson said today on a show I was on with him. And he was saying that, you know, you reap what you sow. And he said America, through the CIA and its special groups and its government, have sowed actually taking down nations for years, taking down governments, taking down nations, making them unstable, bringing them down. And it usually involved oil or energy. And he said now it's time that America begins to reap what it sowed. So that's a thought I hadn't even considered.
Yeah, we do. There's a verse, I can't remember if it's Habakkuk or Haggai or where it is. It's in the Old Testament. But it talks about, I think it's Habakkuk, it talks about how America Babylon goes out as the hammer of the whole earth and starts destroying nations like you were just talking about, and goes down one after another. We topple them. In fact, Clark, I can't think of his first name, General Clark, when he was head of NATO and came back
Western
to the
Clark.
United States. Remember that? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He said
Clark.
That, he said we were going to watch, I don't know, 5-7 nations be toppled, that he'd been told that was what the plan was. And one by one, they're not toppling the way they were supposed to. And I think judgment is coming. What do you think? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I didn't mean to laugh there, but it is ironic because even one they toppled, and what I'm referring to, it was during Obama's years of the Muslim Brotherhood, that, you know, the infiltration of that all over the world, and the Muslim Brotherhood appeared to be what was toppling and maybe still is toppling even Europe now We just haven't seen the finish of it yet. But isn't it interesting? Egypt really was an oddball deal because they toppled Mubarak and they put in a Muslim Brotherhood caliphate guy, I suppose you'd say, and suddenly El-Sisi, a general, rose up and toppled him, and it enraged, it absolutely enraged Obama and his team, and actually Deep State still hates El-Sisi in Egypt because he stopped it, and after that they wasn't able to topple Assad.
Yeah, it is amazing how the prophecies, you know, come true. Folks, I know a lot of people out there don't really believe what the Bible says, but it's really, how do I word this? I know most people think of the Bible as a religious book. Actually, it's much more a paranormal book, number one. Number two, it really is a non-fiction book about humanity, about its creation, what happens to it, its demise, why, and what happens in between. It's non-fiction. If people would read it rather than just turn away from it, or I don't even know what the word is. I don't think people really read it. Let's put it that way. I don't think most Christians read it either, or they certainly don't study it. They don't get in and get a Strong's Concordance and do word studies, or if you go online, you can find some excellent online word studies and everything else, and you really need to study it. This is why in the New Testament, I think it was Paul writing to Timothy, I think, study to show yourself approved. Well, if you look up the word approved, it's kind of a deadly word. It means approved by the Lord. And the Lord told you how to get approved back in Matthew. And it's kind of, it's all coming together. And, of course, all this stuff that's going on, Venezuela, North Korea, China, Israel, all of this stuff, always remember it's in the matrix. It's in the frequency matrix. This is the agenda of the Lord within the matrix. He's getting everything ready for his coming son's kingdom. Psalm 2, yet will I set my son upon the throne. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what it says. The kings and the rulers of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed. Who is his anointed? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is a war. It's a spiritual war manifesting itself in the physical realm of mankind in the matrix. Now, when Jesus came here, his message was, you better get out of the matrix. I came here to rescue you out of the matrix. You know, it's interesting, Larry, when you look at what Jesus said when he was here, he didn't rattle on about all the evils of the world at the time. He just said, you know, pay your taxes, basically was his only comment about government. If Caesar wants your money, give it to him. If your enemy wants your coat, give it to him, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing really about the evils of mankind or the evils of government. Why? You can't fix it. You can't fix the flesh. That's why he said, these things I say unto thee, they are spirit. The flesh profits nothing. What he's talking about is getting out of the matrix. That's why I wrote frequency.
Well, you know,
getting out of the matrix. First of all, you got to figure out you're in the matrix, which is hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stuart, the interesting thing is, you know, you were talking about the book and how people just glance at it and really don't read it. You know, there's an old saying, you are what you eat. And I think a biblical term, you was hunting for a word, basically it would be to eat that book. In other words, take those scriptures and eat them, consume them, and you become what you consume, you eat. And actually, because the words themselves are frequency and supernatural, if you consume that book wholeheartedly like you really should, you would probably change your own frequency without knowing it. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what rebirth actually does to a person. It changes their frequency level. It's fascinating stuff, folks. And it really is all frequency, all vibration, all energy. It's not religious. Unfortunately, people have made it into a religion when it's really not a religion. Humanity made it into a religion. If you go from Genesis all the way through to Revelation 22, it's a book of clues. A clue here, a clue there, a clue here, a clue there. Line by line, precept upon precept. That's telling you it's a book of clues. It is the honor of God to hide a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search it out and solve the mystery. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what it means. And what Larry said is absolutely true. If you have to devour this thing so it becomes part of you. Before we get rolling on some other stuff, I was watching a very interesting YouTube video. And if you got a pen, folks, get it out. I'll give you a little time to get it. I'm going to read to you five verses of Scripture. The reason I'm giving it to you is we think we're coming up on the Feast of Purim, which is, I believe, March 19th, 20th, 21st, in that area, okay? Purim. However, on the Hebrew calendar, they're claiming because we're a month off, it's actually Passover and not Purim. Purim's already gone by, if it's true. I'm not telling you it is. I don't really know. I've studied it. However, the numbers 19 through 21. Okay, the first one, go to Genesis. March is the third month. Go to Genesis 3:19 through 21. Then go to Exodus 3:19 through 21. Go to Philippians 3:19 through 21. Go to Acts 3:19 through 21. And then on the fifth one is Revelation 3:19 through 21. Put them together. See what you come up with. It's kind of interesting. If it isn't a warning, I don't know what is, that we are so close. Any more news, by the way, Larry, on when they're going to introduce this, what do you call it, peace accord, whatever you want to name it? Have you heard any more on that?
No, because at the moment, Trump is tied up with all this multitude of problems. And also, it seems that Kushner has come under Democratic and leftist and deep state attack also, which is causing him problems. He's been to the Middle East some, but there seems to also be a disturbance in Saudi Arabia involving, the Salman group. And,
mm-hmm.
Of course, we know right now in Israel, they're firing back and forth with Gaza, which is supposed to be all about the peace process, and it's not going forward. And at the same time, Netanyahu is in the challenge of his life. So it appears that maybe they were a little bit early, and it's being delayed by, I guess you could say, chaos and confusion, which, as you say, is part of the matrix.
Yeah, this is... It's diversionary tactics. There was a Chinese general who wrote a book, and it's called The Art of War. The chief element you use in the art of war is diversionary tactics. Satan uses diversionary tactics to keep a believer from doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if you don't believe it, read the parable of the sower that Jesus brought with him. Every one of those comments in there are diversionary things that happen to a person who gets really serious about the Bible. Have you ever wondered why it is that if you want to become a lawyer, your family rallies around and they'll even scrape up money if you're running short so you can complete your law degree? Everybody's praising you, and this is wonderful, this is a great thing. Or let's say you want to become a doctor, same thing, the family's proud, the mothers and dads and the grandparents are so proud of you, and you get your doctor's degree in medicine, or you get your lawyer's degree, you pass the bar. Why is it, and I'm asking a very serious question, why is it when you pick up the Bible and you want to study it with the same intensity, all of a sudden all hell breaks loose? The family looks at you like you've lost your brains. Why is that? Why do they ridicule and mock you? Have you ever thought about that? People should. Maybe it's never happened because they've never really studied the Bible. Never told somebody, I'm going to spend 5 hours a day just studying. Don't bother me. Leave me alone. See what happens to you and your family. See what happens to you. Jesus said, I bring a sword. I don't bring peace. I bring a sword. I will set mother against daughter, husband against wife, brother against sister, parent against grandparents. Why is that? Because there is a spirit in this world that hates the Bible. Why does it hate the Bible? Because it wants to keep you in the matrix. That's what I wrote the book for, to prove you're in a matrix and to prove that people don't want you to leave the matrix. The matrix is controlled by an overlord. Guess who that is? That old serpent who deceiveth the whole world. How did that happen? Go back into Genesis. The fall of mankind. The inheriting of the knowledge of good and evil, which most people mock. You cannot have two opposing forces within you. It doesn't work. That's why the Bible says mankind is full of problems, and I think we call them issues today, full of issues, full of trouble all their days, because you got two opposing forces. What Jesus came to do was to make the right, take away that one side of you, or at least annul it. And anyway, it's very, very interesting how that all goes together. And don't forget that everything in the matrix is summed up in Psalm 2. We're right in the middle of it. Wars, rumors of wars, evil men waxing worse and worse and worse and worse. They have no problem killing every one of you. They would laugh if they could get their hands on you and torture you to death. They love it. They want it to be so. They are totally satanic. They're sold out. And that's what we're dealing with. The last days really is the rise of the evil ones. The tribulation period, where God finally liquidates them. Like Daniel said, the wise will understand, but the foolish will never understand because they have rejected the truth. You could present 5 million verses of scripture that contradict them. They would turn down every single one of them. Because they cannot. They can't see it. They won't see it. I don't know. You can go on and on and on forever, I guess. I wanted to make a short word here, though, about this 737 Boeing crash. Got a letter, and I don't know if the guy is a professional pilot. He might well be. As you know, I flew professionally for years in the jet. So what he had to say, along with the president's thoughts, where he said this is all getting too complicated and AI, artificial intelligence, is now running these aircraft. really allow, in many cases, the pilots to override what AI is telling the aircraft to do. I would never fly in an airplane like that. I would turn it down cold. To me, it's criminal that Boeing would even consider putting that kind of stuff out there. But anyway, along with the president thought, I expect we will learn that the batteries were on fire in their titanium smoke box. Boeing's engineers and the battery manufacturers still don't or won't implement proper cooling. This is probably why the AI-23 systems went belly up. I did have, when I was a professional pilot, we did have a NICAD battery catch on fire. Yeah, that, they can do that. And there were witnesses who said they saw smoke coming out of the airplane before it went into the nosedive. So anyway, just if anybody out there is curious, that's a good thing they grounded all of them. Even if you were highly inconvenienced, those things can really be deadly. Speaking about airplanes, Larry, American Airlines suspends all flights to Venezuela. What do you think that's about?
Well, I did see a notice on the internet this evening, and also I saw on Fox Business some allegations that report that Trump today was called into a national security emergency meeting, and I think I forwarded you an email too that said that possibly this was about Venezuela, and there is some talk in the background that we may be going to war in Venezuela very quickly. So, you know, it's hard to, but that's one thing you do before you go to war with a place is you stop your citizens from going there and you withdraw your ambassadors and anything of value.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and they do that. And I would add that possibly that's another proof of a pre-tribulation or tribulation rapture of the church. If you're going to make war, you bring your ambassadors home. A lot of people think that the sealed judgments are not the Lord's judgments. Yes, they are. It is Jesus Christ himself who unseals the scroll, the seven seals. It's almost like God the Father said to his Son, have at it before I take over. So the Lord undoes those seven seals. He is not going to make war upon his own people. He's either going to hide them away or he's going to remove them. U.S., this is, I got this, U.S. ordered all diplomats out of Venezuela yesterday. I think Venezuela embassy diplomats in Lima, Peru, packed up everything, papers, etc., and left their embassy 2 days ago. Other possibility is Mideast, but my guess is Venezuela. This is about that national security meeting in the Pentagon, as Venezuela written all over it. This is from Regina Brumfield, I think it is. Yeah. Keep me in prayers down here. Geographically, I am not that far from Caracas by sea. This is interesting. U.S. landed troops in Colombia last week. Problem is China, Iran, and Russia, proxy war with USA unless China, Russia, and USA have an agreement to take out Diaz Maduro and split the oil. That's an interesting concept, Larry. Iran would not be in that deal. So this will be tense. 3/15 was a recognized Q date. I don't pay much attention to QAnon. There's so many lies in what QAnon said, I kind of dismiss them altogether. Possible conflict starting today that might end on 3/19, just guessing. Expect some kind of announcement. It is Friday, and you know how they love to do something big on Fridays. So there you go. And, of course, we had this deal in New Zealand. What is your take on New Zealand? We're kind of wandering around tonight, but that seemed to me like a false flag. What do you think?
Well, if you look at who, had any value in that, and of course we're talking about a horrible massacre, but at the end of the day, we find that this horrible massacre is blamed on President Donald Trump. Now, this occurred in New Zealand, but the massacre is blamed on Trump. And Trump's way of thinking and his immigration thoughts. So, and also it began with AOC and others, the left, and another push down on gun ownership. So who actually could redeem some of something from this horrible situation? It appears that the left and the deep state are using it against Trump.
Well, you know, if the sun rises in the east in the morning, it's Trump's fault. And if it rose in the west instead of the east, that would also be Trump's fault. If the sun went out, it would be Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. These people are insane. What we have is a global communist coup going on. They've taken, if you go into the book of Revelation and look at the beast power, I think it's Revelation 13, and you have the feet of the bear. Well, the bear is communist Russia. So the foundation of this is going to be what happened in the Soviet Union long ago. The body of the beast is that of a leopard, fascism, and probably also Islam. Very, very interesting if you look up the combination of the two and how closely related they really are. And then you have the head of a lion. Fabian Socialism, or Fabian Social, however you want to pronounce it, out of London. So you get this combination. And this is what's happening to the world. And it's run out of the United Nations. That's why they put the United Nations in there in the first place. That's why the Pope and Obama shook hands on 9/23/2015, which I believe started a lot of things going on that are in the background. And maybe why we're very, very close to things rapidly changing, as I put in the announcement for today's show. I think we're on the cusp of major changes in how civilization is run, in war, and everything is going to change. And when it does, it'll never go back to normal ever again. We are at the end of this age, and it's happening exactly the kind of the way Albert Pike lined out the three world wars. World War One went according to what Albert Pike had written. World War Two, identical to what he wrote. And World War Three appears to be happening almost the same way. And Larry, Israel, speaking about Israel, not Yahoo, I read somewhere that 9 more missiles were fired.
Yeah. No, they fired that. They began with 2 Palestinian, Iranian-made rockets fired out of, I believe it was northern Gaza, at Tel Aviv. And then they followed up with some more after, you know, those were stopped. And what's interesting, too, Stuart, you know, Netanyahu, there's something really strange going on there, because I saw a Decafile report, which a lot of times is very accurate. And it was saying that there were reportedly 100, you know, explosions in Gaza region after those rockets. And that, of course, the IDF probably did it. But they were asking, why are we on when Hamas is targeting our buildings in Israel with rockets or missiles with people in them? Why do we only blow up empty buildings and old buildings? And that's a good question.
Well, I guess I kind of look at Psalm 2, and I look at Psalm 2 as kind of a play. It's like you've gone into, what do they call those, auditoriums where, you know, they're going to have a stage play, and they hand you a program, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, and they tell you what's going to happen. Well, the Bible is your program, and we're just watching Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. It's all been played out, it's all been rehearsed, and it's all going down. And the elite, who are run by Satan himself, that old serpent, is trying to bring about his agenda, and the Lord is allowing it because the Lord humanity rejected his son. They rejected him. They said, who's this idiot anyway? Oh, so he does a few miracles. He's doing them by the power of Beelzebub, the chief prince of the occult, of the dark side. That's who he's doing his miracles by. Humanity is dead in their trespasses and in their sins. The Bible is telling you the absolute truth. And unfortunately, the human race has all but rejected it totally. And even the Christians simply go to a church and listen to what some unregenerate pastor says about it. I've only been in one church where the pastor was regenerated in truth. You know what he told? The first words out of his mouth to the congregation, nobody in here is saved. And so I thought, well, this is going to be a really interesting sermon. And it was. And I went to lunch with him, and I asked him, why did you say that? And he said, because this was the truth. They aren't. And nice people, very nice people, but they don't believe what the Bible tells them. They won't study it. As you said, they won't incorporate it into their very being. If they open it up once a week or go to a... Usually, most churches now don't even talk about the Bible. They got some new novel or some other thing that they're talking about. Very rare that you even hear about the Bible in most churches these days. And it's just a sad state of affairs. Here's another headline I want to get into here. NATO sends forces and missiles to Russia's borders. That's kind of poking a sleeping dog, in this case a sleeping bear. What do you think about that one?
Well, I'm sure there'll be a response by Putin. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's sitting back and he's probably three plays up, way ahead of NATO is what I... But also, And I'd like your opinion on this. There's some recent interesting Israeli information coming out that indicates that Putin is withdrawing a lot of his main systems out of Syria, including naval units away from Syria. And I'm wondering, where are they going? What do you think?
Well, they might be going to the Ukraine, which is going to be a hot spot, or... He may just be withdrawing because he doesn't want to get drawn into the war he knows is coming. You may remember that Iran threw Assad, and you made that comment, I think it was a couple shows ago, or last show, excuse me, that Assad had gone to Iran, maybe even against his will, and was told what he was going to do. So we know then if that be true, and even if that never happened, it is still true that Syria is a proxy of Iran. So that being the case, we could say Syria and Iran are the same. It was Iran then that told Israel, you get off the Golan Heights or we're going to attack. Why would Putin want to get involved in that? Putin reminds me of a person who's they think is deaf, so he's sitting on the couch and acts like he's half asleep, and the family doesn't realize he's hearing every word. And this is kind of like Putin. He's laying back in the weeds, and he's calculating. And as I have said before, everybody is underestimating Putin. It's a big, big mistake. He has proved he is the best chess player militarily in the world. He has one-upmanship America I don't know how many times, and I think he's about to do it again. My guess, he's either taking them to Ukraine because he knows that's going to go down with NATO forces and everything moving into the Black Sea, or he's simply pulling them out of the way because he knows a war is coming and he doesn't want any part of it. What do you think?
Well, it would seem to me to possibly tie in with this this coalition, if you will, Trump, Netanyahu, and Salman, and their moves, their clandestine or hidden moves they've been making, because nobody seems to know that we're moving troops into Iraq. Nobody knows that, it appears. If you watch the news in America, you're never going to see that, I assure you. But it appears, though, that this coalition is working itself into position to possibly attack either the proxies of Iran and possibly Iran itself. What do you think?
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting, the headline I just read, NATO sends forces, blah, blah. Speaking to the media, Popov, Russian deputy secretary, said that within 2 years, the NATO response force has increased from 25,000 to 40,000 people. Battalion tactical groups up to 1,000 people were deployed in the Baltic countries. They're right on Russia's borders. NATO is also preparing for a cyber war with Russia by opening centers of strategic communications in Riga, Latvia, Tallinn, Estonia. Popov said these centers are aimed at disabling networks of critical infrastructure of a potential adversary, first of all, of Russia. He also reminded of NATO's project to ensure deployment of 30 troop battalions, 30 squadrons of aircraft, 30 warships within 30 days in case of a conflict that was agreed in Brussels last June. So NATO is really gearing up, and of course, like you said, I think that means war. Was it Bugs Bunny? Isn't he the one who kept saying this means war? It looks like that's what it is. North Korean official Kim rethinking U.S. talks launch moratorium. I've been hearing several sides to this. Others are saying he's actually activating a missile site. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting that suddenly after that last summit, if you will, in Vietnam, Kim went back, and this is after he'd had a talk also with Xi in China. And by the way, they were talking today on Lou Dobbs. On, as a matter of fact, General Jack Keane was on with Lou Dobbs and talking about how that China even now was trying to bring down our naval forces through cyber warfare and attacks, specialized attacks. And the previous 8 years had done nothing to stop them, and it appears that the deep state today is doing nothing either. So we're under total attack without and within, and our own government does not want to protect this country.
Well, our own government, I hate to say that this way, but our own government is complicit in bringing down the United States. It's all part of the deep state communist takeover of the United States, long forecast by Jeremiah and Isaiah, Book of Revelation. We have to go down, folks, and prophecy has to be fulfilled. There's no way around it. What can I say? You know, I can't water it down and say pleasant things. These are not pleasant things. What's about to happen to the American people is horrific. And it's only because of total apostasy, of rejecting Jesus Christ, first of all, from the Supreme Court on down. They mock him. Our Congress mocks him. You can't be killing babies like we're now advancing. Well, you know, so let's kill them when they come out of the womb. We can chop them up for baby parts. This kind of attitude knows no bounds. It goes down a slippery slope. Next thing will be the infirmed, the people in wheelchairs. Well, we can't afford to have them. They're costing us too much. They can't contribute to society anyway. Let's kill them. And on and on and on it goes. And that is the slope we're on. And if you think the Lord is going to sit there and allow all of this to continue without end, you're wrong. There is an omega point. I was told a long time ago by the Lord in vision, America had been found weighed in the balance and was going to be utterly destroyed. Deep state and all of their weapons, all of their TR-3Bs, laser weapons, microwave weapons, all of this advanced stuff. Who do they think upholds those weapons? Jesus Christ can dissolve those weapons in a split second. To make war with your Creator is about the dumbest, insane thing I have ever, ever seen or heard of in my entire life. And yet this is what deep state thinks they're going to do. They're going to eradicate Jesus Christ, Psalm 2, God the Father and the Holy Ghost, totally out of humanity's existence. It won't be allowed. You're going to watch Bible burnings along with the killings of many, many Christians. It's coming. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate the Bible. Unfortunately for them, they don't think it's real. But they're going to find out just how real it is. And they're going to find out just how real hell is. They're going to find out just how real the frequency matrix is. And they're going to find out just how low a frequency they are going to descend into. With all their frequency weapons, by the way. It's amazing what's happening to the human race. And it's amazing that the masses of the world have just sit there twiddling their thumbs like the American people, not supporting goodness, not supporting righteousness, but just not paying any attention. And here's another one, Larry. It's been kind of quiet earthquake-wise. Fourth earthquake in a week reported near the Florida-Alabama line. Now, this is kind of interesting because there are maps showing an increase of activity all along a front, along the South Georgia Rift, the New Madrid, and there's another rift that apparently goes all the way up through to New York and New York City, et cetera, along the East Coast. We are entering a period of geologic instability, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. What's interesting, too, is, you know, Standeo warned of any earthquakes that begun to operate close to the Gulf of Mexico. And when you're, the ones you're talking about, they even had one in Florida, and they say there's never any earthquakes in Florida, but that's not true. Just the other day, they had one in the Florida panhandle there to the west portion of that panhandle. And interestingly, a number of people have warned about possible volcanic activity beginning down in Alabama and very possibly Mississippi. There's supposed to be a big one down there that people are just not aware of. But by the way, that had been having some on the West Coast also that are just not even a mile deep. You know, not, you know, it's amazing how almost on the surface some of these are, and these have to be volcanic or magma movement.
Yeah, there's a fellow who wrote a book. I can't think of the name now. Larry Parks, Forbidden Secrets of the Earthquakes, and he got nailed. They shut him up real quick. But he, and if you go into the Native American prophecies, Noah's said about the volcanoes. Volcanoes that were active would become more active. Volcanoes that were not active would become active. And then volcanoes that were not volcanoes would become volcanoes. And if you go into the Bible and you go into the book of Enoch, it talks about, actually, most of this occurs during, as the destroyer approaches. And it's changing everything about planet Earth. And volcanism is one of the chief architects of destruction, along with a pole shift, a literal crustal pole shift. And I don't think we're very far from it. In fact, you had a vision about that, the white buffalo vision. I was reading somebody else had a white buffalo vision, very similar to what you had. And it's a warning. There's a, and I've detected a wobble. The sun is not always where it's supposed to be. Have you had that happen down there? Obviously, you should have.
Oh, yeah. You know, we for some time have noticed changes in the sun, where it comes up, where it goes down, changes in the moon coming up and going down. You know, a lot of this is occurring, and there are some reports that, you know, something out there, there's more and more, I guess you could say, hints that the, you know, NASA and JPL and others are aware of an incoming, and this should change everything. And actually, Stuart, you know, you remember the Colburn Bible, and it appears that, that this incoming destroyer really affects all the planets in the entire solar system.
Yes, it does. In fact, it's already tilted the entire solar system a little bit. I was reading that some time ago. And then all of a sudden, that got kind of silenced. One more thing here. U.S. sends nuclear bombers and ships to the disputed islands. And this is, of course, South China Seas. U.S. military sent a nuclear-capable mainstay of its aerial might over the disputed South China Sea, where China has laid claim to trillions of dollars worth of oil and gas. Here we go again. Energy wars, folks. Anyway, bad, bad news, because this is going to erupt in war. The babies in the playpen have found the nuclear matches. And, you know, when they find something like that, sooner or later, they're going to ignite them. No weapon has been made that wasn't eventually used. And I think that's about where we are. It's just incredible what humanity knows no end to building weapons of war. And yet, Larry, there's nothing wrong with humanity. We're fine. We're beings of great love and tolerance and compassion and mercy. And so why are we at war all the time if that's true? What would you say to that?
Well, I would just comment on the activities of the coup at America that's ongoing. They'll tolerate anything you say as long as it's what they want you to say.
Oh, yeah, we're being shadow banned, folks. I'm glad you brought that up, Larry, because you're going to have to come to the websites to find out if we even have a show. And we're trying to figure out a way to put the shows up in case they don't get put up, which happened the other day, and even put it up. Censorship is building. You can't have a new world order and have any truth. It just doesn't work. So they have to silence all truth, because the whole new world order is based on satanic lies. Remember what Jesus said about Satan. Not only was he the old serpent that deceives the whole world, but he was a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. And, of course, he's a murderer because he won't let his people go. That's why Jesus came. He said, I came to set the prisoners free, to make the blind see, and on and on and on. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Larry, for coming on. If anything breaks, we'll certainly be on with it. Anyway, good night. Have a good weekend, everyone. Take care. Heads up. Your redemption draweth nigh.